Friends, our text is found in chapter 17 of Exodus and verse 15. It is the name of God, Jehovah Nissi. For some time we have been looking at these names that God has revealed from the scriptures of the name of Jehovah and different descriptions of them. And here the Lord reveals something of himself, Jehovah Nissi. It means, if you have margins in your Bible, you can see the translation of it. It means the Lord, our banner, or ensign, or flag, Jehovah Nissi. And so this morning, I want us to think about that. But let me say some things about a banner, or ensign, or flag. There is a flag that does it where we are hanging over our own heads. Every one of our lives has a flag on it. What do flags or banners represent? What do they show for us? What do? They identify something. It identifies the people who are under that banner. Whose are they? To whom they belong? To whom our allegiance and our loyalty belongs? That's what a banner displays of what's going on. Now, let me give you a little background to this passage in Exodus 17. It is an interesting passage. We will look at it in greater detail, God willing, when we come to it in probably a few months' time in the evening. But we want to think about the name of the Lord, it is important for us to recognize what was the background to this. Well, there is this group, this tribe called Amalek, who are a tribe who are an enemy of Israel. They're idolaters. Amalekites were people who would be sacrificing their own children to their god Molech, and all kinds of evil things they would have done. And what they do, they led a confederation. They led a war, as it were, against Moses and the children of Israel in a place called Rephidim, it says in verse 8. And so there is this battle, there is this war here. And when we think about the scriptures are written for our learning, for our admonition, so that we might be stirred up spiritually speaking, we can think about this is a picture of life here. This is a picture of life. And life is a battle, my friends. Life is a battle. There are enemies for our souls. There are groups, things, individuals. And behind it all, Satan, who is seeking to devour the scriptures. He's a father of lies, and he's seeking to destroy every person who has the image of God stamped upon them. And if you're a human being, then you have the image of God stamped upon you. And that God has created you. You have certain characteristics that you can relate to God. God is love. Even sinners, the worst of sinners, they can love something. And we think about the wisdom, the knowledge, and the senses, and so on. The fact that we are spiritual beings. We are not animals. We are spiritual beings. We have a sense of justice and judgment. And so in this world in which we are living in, there is this battle going on in all of our lives. And it's as if there is a war going on. Things and people come against you. It's a picture of life in a dark and real world. And while here Joshua and the army of Israel were fighting against the Amalekites, God sends them out into this valley below. Moses was standing on the top of Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai, in verse 11, with his hands stretched up, and he has his rod in his hand, and he calls this a banner. And it's used as anything, really. That was a sign, that was a picture, that was an ensign, a banner. And we would, in later on, they would have put banners, would have had an image upon it. It would be a cloth, and there would be a rod that would be lifted up with this ensign upon it. And here is a spiritual lesson for us as well. The symbolism in this picture is full of instruction. Moses lifts up his hands, in prayer to God. And he holds up this rod, which represents God's omnipotent power. It was through this rod that Moses did many things. So as Israel, all of the children of Israel in this battle could look up, they could see God is upon the throne, that the Lord is in control. And as they saw this rod standing erect, as it were, like an immovable banner upon Mount Sinai. But we read in verse 12, after a while, of course, Moses' hands got heavy. The rod that he held was dropping down. And when the army of Israel could not see the rod, they wavered. And the Amalekites then prevailed against the Israelites. So Aaron and Hur, they found a stone and put it under Moses to support him. And they held up his hand as well. They stood alongside him until the going down of the sun. And when the day was over, Joshua and the army of the Israelites, they had defeated the armies of the Amalekites. Friends, there are people who are like the Amalekites. They don't know God, and they are fighting with a different kind of a banner. They're living their life with a different kind of a flag upon their heads. And they are people who have come to know as well forgiveness of sins. There are people who've come separate from these Amalekites who've come to know something of God, something of his way of salvation. They are also fighting too in this world. And so the world is divided into two groups. Those who are fighting under the banner of the enemies, like these Amalekites, and there are those who are fighting upon the banner of the Lord. And we are ultimately then in this spiritual battle every day. We are either given grace to win spiritually, or we are not realizing that our soul is being conquered and we are drifting away into lostness and darkness. So we are all facing opposition. And like Moses, we get weary. Our legs are feeble. Our hands begin to be brought down. There is no hope. We are going to lose at times. We feel. There are so many people feel like that. And there are people who feel they are losing out in life with God, with eternity. They become old and they feel no strength is left physically and mentally. But my friends, like Aaron and her, we can lift one another up in prayer, support one another up in prayer. That's the picture here. But my friends, there is someone greater than Moses here too. Yeah. Moses' hands had to be supported. But there is someone greater, who is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is never weary. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. And so we have to look beyond Moses. Moses is only a very faint picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, when he took the disciples with him, they slept. But he was watchful and prayerful and pleading with God. And he's still the same today, our Lord Jesus Christ. He never becomes old and weary, but we do. He never needs our help, but we need his help. So what we should do today, like the armies of the Israelites, we should look to this banner. Look to Jesus Christ this morning. Look unto Jesus, the apostle says, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then it is that you are going to prevail in this life and into eternity as well. Sin destroys, but Jesus Christ has risen. Sin brings a separation and a great defeat in life, even brings death to us. But Jesus Christ, he is victorious and he brings eternal life to sinners who look to him. So there are three brief things I want to say about this. Verse 15. It says, Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. And we want to think of this in a spiritual way, in a Christian way, we could say, and say this. First of all, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Christian's banner. And that's what we see here. Then secondly, I want us to look at another text with that refers to this banner of God. And we find that in Psalm 60 and verse 4, that Christ is a banner given to them that fear him, it says. And then thirdly, I want us to look to another text in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 10, which speaks about the banner of God. And we want to think about the question, why is Christ given to be our banner or flag? So first of all, I want to show you that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Christian's banner. So all of us, as I said, we could say figuratively that we are carrying a sign. We are living our life under a certain sign, under a certain flag. What is that flag that you are under? So as we said, a sign or a flag or a banner is oftentimes raised high. It's raised high for everyone to see. It's something that marks a place or a people under a name or under a group. So a flag is a sign. A banner is a sign. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the sign of the Christian. That's what a Christian means. It's follower of Christ. They are little Christs, as it were. We are following the Savior. He is that Jehovah Nissi. The Lord Jesus is our banner. And the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Christian, he's raised high. He once was brought so low when he came to this world and when he died upon the cross, when he was put in a tomb because of our sins, he was brought low and he was shoved in a tomb. But then he was risen. He was raised from the dead on the third day. And since then, he has always high and lifted up. He went to heaven. And he's always there for Christians to look to. And we could think that in this way, he's lifted up to for all to see that Jesus Christ is Lord. That means he is God. What a great person to be under. To be under the flag of God. He is the Savior of sinners. He has finished a great work. And as I said earlier, he went to die on the cross and poured his own blood. And he is now risen for everyone to see. That's why the name of Jesus Christ before his second coming will go throughout the whole world. It will cover from sea to sea, the scripture says. This knowledge of Jesus Christ. There will be people from every nation, every tongue, who will acknowledge Christ, who will be under his banner. He will save all who would come to him by faith. Those who would place themselves and say, Lord, I don't want to be under the banner of Satan. I want to be under the banner of Jesus Christ. Those who live their lives, fight their battles under that banner will prevail and live forever. And without that, we are like the Amalekites. It seemed at times that they were winning. Outwardly, they seemed to be winning. But at the end, they lost the war and lost their lives and in the process of that. So a banner is lifted up and displayed as the point of union. We may be different in many ways, and we are different in many ways. We may be from all kinds of countries, and we are. But if you are under this one flag of Jesus Christ, we are at this point of union. Christ is the point of union for all believers. The soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, the soldiers of his cross, all rally as one around this Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Is this the banner that you are waving, as it were? Is this the banner that is raised over your life and your head? This is a banner that only is raised when a soul is saved by Jesus. And friends, in a time of war, the banner directed the battle and encouraged the soldiers. It directed the battle and encouraged the soldiers. You see, here was Moses. Moses upon this mount. He held up this rod as an emblem, as an ensign. as a picture, like a banner before Israel. The banner both directed and encouraged. The banner said, carry on fighting, carry on going forward, and encourage the believers as well below. Aaron and Hur took great care to see that it would not come down, it would not fall to the ground. If it would fall to the ground, the battle would be lost. They would be taking a retreat. Friends, Jesus Christ, Jehovah Nissi, He's our banner. He's the one who directs. He's the one who encourages us in our warfare here below, in this life below. So if you're a Christian, that's a great point for you to take to heart. You have nothing to fear because Jesus Christ is risen. In this life, in this war that you're in, though Moses grew weary, Jesus never becomes tired. You can go to him again and again and again. And that's the great mystery of prayer, isn't it? You can pray to God at any time, in anywhere. You can have a Bethel. You can have a place that you reached out to heaven. Any place in this world. We are not like those who are filled with superstition and think, well, I can only pray in church. I can only pray in a building like this. Or I must go through a person to pray. No, no. The Christian has this great privilege that you can go to God at any time through the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never fail you. So, child of God, fix your eyes upon Him and then you shall never fail. People go through this life without direction. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know where they are going. They don't know what they're fighting for. They have lost all the purpose in their lives. And friends, they don't know that they're actually lost and on this broad road that is leading them to destruction. They're like this Amalekites, carry on fighting without any thought. What's happening to us? Are we being defeated? Am I going to carry on just fighting this losing battle against sin and against the devil and against Satan? If you don't have Jesus Christ, it will be a losing battle. You see, Jesus Christ shows us life. He gives us life. He's our Joshua. That's the Old Testament name of Jesus, Joshua. And He leads us in life. So Jesus, He fought a great fight. That's why we win in this life, if we trust Him. Jesus, who is the banner, have marks, five marks that are that caused Him great injury. He received those marks in His life on the cross. But our banner will not fail us. Our banner will not fall. He's risen indeed, as they said of Him. The banner as well is a picture of defiance, we could say. As soon as the banner is lifted up, as soon as the banner is unfurled in the face of the enemy, it seems to say, come on, do the worst you can. We will not fear you. We will not fear your power. We defy you. That's what a banner is saying. It's a sign of defiance. And when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, however much it might be suppressed, however much people might say, you should not be saying these things. We won't allow you to preach this way. We are saying we give defiance to the enemies of our Lord. Martin Luther, the great reformer in Germany, he used to unfurl his banner. He said, let us unfurl the banner of God. And he would do this in bold spirit. Whenever he got news of some new papal order against him, and the Pope kept saying, we will burn you, we'll burn your books, and so on, he would say, come on, friends, let us sing the 46th Psalm and spite the devil, he said. And that is the spirit in which we unfurl the banner. We have the Lord on our side. The Lord is with us. He is risen indeed. I'm looking to Him. My friends, we would be losing. People are losing this fight of life. But if Jesus Christ, if His forgiveness of sins is ours, then we are imperishable. Are you living spiritually? A mark of spiritual life is when you prayerfully and humbly looking to glorify God in your life, in your fight, in your battles. You are not fighting simply to win. You are not simply living to just have something in your life. But you're living for God's glory. I'm following the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, day by day. So you ask yourself, why do I go on? Why do I carry on in this life? Why do I get up in the mornings in this life? Is it for ourselves? If it is, then you'll be very miserable, as many people are. Are we giving ourselves to the Lord? My friends, as I said, everyone is carrying a banner, carrying a flag. There is a victorious flag of Jesus Christ. And these people who have humbled themselves before God and repented of their sins, but now they are living a life, true life, eternal life that Jesus Christ gives them. Their sins have been forgiven, and that's what they care about. That their names are written in heaven. Yet, yes, they might lose certain things in this world, in this life. They may seem to be very weak to you. They may not have the most prime jobs in this world, or their homes may be shabby, or whatever it is that you might look to. But if they're under the banner of Jesus Christ, then they have eternal life. And they are, of all men, most happy, most blessed. But those who are carrying on in this life under a different kind of a banner of false and empty Christianity, there is that kind of a banner too. Banner of Catholicism, banner of the cults, banner of the work salvation kind of religion, like Islam or Hinduism, or people who say, oh, well, I'm just a spiritual person. That kind of a banner ends in ruins. It will end in a condemned life. Or people who are under the banner of atheism and materialism and chance and luck, it ends in hopelessness and ruin and eternal death. The banner is also a great source of consolation to every wounded soldier. Every wounded soldier. Those Israelites who laid on the battlefield in Rephidim, they were wounded, they were hurting. And they would do this. They would look up to Mount Sinai to see if the rod was still lifted up by Moses. They would look there and to see that. When they saw that banner was lifted high, when they saw that it was unshaken, they knew that the cause was yet safe. And they took comfort from that. So even though they were hurting, even though that they were bleeding, the cause for which they were willing to give their blood was safe. And that gave them consolation. And even so, every true Christian, he finds his heart's consolation in Jesus Christ. We find this comfort and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's something you can't work up. That's something you can't just say, I just repeat this thing to myself again and again. I'll look into the mirror in the morning, and I'll repeat these words to me. That's kind of a psychological nonsense that people follow, just to make themselves feel happy. But what we are talking about is the work that God does in the soul. It's not something that you just bring about in yourself. The soldiers of Jesus Christ, the soldiers of the cross, have no greater joy than seeing the banner, Jesus, for which they live and suffer and even die. He is lifted up. He's not going to be brought down. Jesus is lifted up in our lives. He has won the fight against sin. He has won the fight against Satan and hell, which you and I, we cannot win, but he has won it. And that encourages us when we realize how sinful we are. Yet Jesus has won that battle. He is our Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. But secondly, very quickly, I want us to see that Christ is the banner for them that fear him. And that is what we find in Psalm 60 and verse 4. Psalm 60 and verse 4, we read this. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee. It's the same word. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. So there is this banner that God gives to those who fear him. And in connection with the text in Exodus, this verse of the scripture tells us three things about the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is Jehovah Nissi. One is this, that Christ was given to us as our banner by God himself. Jesus Christ has been given to us, not by man, not by a prophet, but by God himself. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee. So God our Father gave his dear Son to be a banner of salvation in its old eternity, we could say. Jesus is given, the just as the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Thou hast given a banner. The banner is Jesus Christ himself. And this banner is given as a free grace gift to men. And this booklet is called The Free Grace Broadcaster too. So it is a good thing to receive this free grace of God in Jesus Christ. His name is Jehovah Nissi. And it is God the Father who has given his Son. Unto us a Son is given. The Lord Jesus Christ is given to everyone who is seeing how awful their sin is and those who believe. God gives Jesus to them as a banner of salvation, as a banner of love, as a banner of grace, as a banner of truth, as a banner of mercy, as a banner of eternal life. When I would believe in his gospel, that's when the banner is given to me. In the Song of Solomon, we read about a sinner who is saved and he's speaking. And this sinner says this. He says, and his banner over me is love. That's the banner. Christ is given to us, secondly, as a banner to them that fear God. Have we been brought to fear God, friends? That's a subject that people don't think about, the fear of God. What does that mean? It means to honor God. It means to not take him lightly, not to take his name in a light manner. It means to revere him. It means to treat him with dignity and highly exalt him in our lives, in our personal lives. It means not to be ashamed of him, to be ashamed of Jesus. Those are the people who are given this banner, who have the Lord Jesus Christ, who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who honor the Lord Jesus Christ, who would live for the Lord Jesus Christ, who would die for the Lord Jesus Christ. People who don't have fear of their sin anymore, because their sin has been dealt with at the cross of Jesus. Those people who don't fear the consequences of their sins, those people who don't fear God, do not have God's banner. So be watchful over that. And I'm speaking to you, to every one of you, young people, old people, men, women, every person of you who is a saved sinner here, if you're a believer, if you're a child of God, Jehovah Nissi is the Lord, your banner. Your banner, thy banner. And I don't know what sort of capacity you are to carry this banner of the Lord in your life. And think this banner must be carried by you. It is with you, wherever you go. But there is a place in which you are to carry the banner of the Lord. Wherever you go, take your banner. Let others know who you serve, whose you are. Never be ashamed of your colors. Never be ashamed of the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is a banner who is given to those who fear him. And finally, thirdly, I want you to turn to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11 and verse 10, so that I can show you that the answer to this question, why is Jesus Christ given to be our banner? Why is he given to be our banner? In this verse, Isaiah gives a word of prophecy concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 10 of Isaiah 11, we read, in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse. Someone who is coming from this line of the family of Jesse, the family of David, which shall stand for an ensign. That is a standard bearer or a banner or a flag. He shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the gathering of the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. You see, it's a picture of Jesus Christ here. It's a prophecy concerning him who's been given for a banner for sinners, for the Gentiles. The Gentiles will seek him. The Gentiles will come to him. That those who believe, those that are scattered throughout the world, might be gathered to him. My friends, what do we do every Sunday? Every Sunday, the first day of the week, which is called the Lord's Day or the Christian Sabbath. What are we doing? Gathering here. We are lifting high Jehovah Nissi. We are lifting high Jesus, our banner. And we are calling upon him. We are praying to him. We are praising him. And sinners are called to come to him as well, to look to him. As sheep to that shepherd, as children to their father, as chickens to the hen. If you come to Christ then, in real and true and deep repentance and faith, you'll find rest in him. That's what we are calling you to see that Jehovah Nissi, Jesus Christ, is that flag that we must be under. And his rest will be a peaceful, wonderful rest of soul. That's what he has promised to sinners. So let me finish by some words of application. Friends, we are fighting every day. There's a spiritual battle that goes on. On whose side are we? To whom are our eyes fixed? Who gives you direction in your life? Is it you? But then haven't you been wrong many times in your life? Is it somebody else? Have they not been wrong in their life? Or is it Jesus? Jesus Christ, he's never been wrong. He's the truth. He's that faithful Son of God. Is Jesus Christ your life? Is he your banner? That's a picture here in Moses, praying, lifting up the standard. In the beginning of the first French Revolution, it is said that there were many people fearful, but there was one man who was a little clever. He was very fearful whose side he would belong to. So he wore a big coat, and as he would go out. And underneath one of the lapels, he would have a badge, a tricolor badge, under the lapel on one side, and then he had another badge with a coat of arms on the other side. And when he met a royalist, he would show the royalist badge and he would shout, "Long live the king!" And then when he would see the Republicans, he would show his tricolor and he would say, "Long live the Republic!" Well, that didn't last long because one side was winning, the other side was losing. And the numbers of the winners were increasing. And it wasn't long before he was forced to take a side. He had to think, who do I belong? What are my convictions? So sometimes in life, there are people who go through times of indifference. People who seem to want to combine the things of God, the service of God, the name of Jesus Christ, and with other things, with pleasure, money, just fitting into this world. Some would make a claim over Jesus Christ and show some respect for Christianity and the Bible, and they show their badge under their lapel. But their lives are very much detached from true following and true living by faith in Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done. But my friends, one day will come that it will be impossible even to seem to be neutral. There is no neutrality in this world. Either Jesus said, you follow me or you don't follow me. Who is on the Lord's side? Joshua once said. What flag, what badge do we have on our hearts and our souls? Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. Set your heart upon Jesus Christ. Study today. Go home and read the Gospels for yourself. What this Savior has done for our souls. Be encouraged. Don't lose the battle of life. Satan and our sinful hearts don't want us to be fighting on Christ's side. Look to Jesus, our banner. Jesus is our living Savior, and He's high and lifted up. We are not talking about somebody in the past. We're talking about the one who died for us, but He lives for us and forevermore as well. Carry your banner, Jesus, with you wherever you go, dear Christian. And live in Him with confidence. Remember, you can't trust yourself. You are a failure, I am a failure. But you can trust in Jesus Christ, who did not fail. So have your confidence in Him. The Lord, our banner, shall be your banner then forever. Ever keep close to Him.